Hello, audio boom friends. It is the 14th day of February 2015, which means it's the 14th day of February. And we're talking about love today. I tell you, I started my 14th of February by sleeping until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, which is rather disgraceful in anyone's, by anyone's measurements. But what can you do? So, Valentine's Day. Is it too commercial? Well, that's the thing about capitalism. If there's a supply for something, there will be a demand and people will commercialize it. It's a bit like Christmas. If we weren't buying all the presents and stuff, then there would be nothing. There wouldn't be any point in commercializing it. But I think that, well, possibly, but the thing is that I figure, I mean, just because everyone makes a big deal about something doesn't mean you need to.
Also, what's wrong with it being commercialized?
Well, I mean, it's just a natural consequence of having a free market and having, you know, a day where it's traditional to do something, it's going to become commercialized.
Yeah, why
like any of these things, Christmas, Easter, you know.
Just enjoy it.
Just because people advertise lots of things doesn't compel you to do anything in particular. You know what I'm saying? The one thing it probably does do is it makes it easier to find some specific types of things because everyone's doing it. I'm wondering whether there's two indicators that are being read out there. That's really weird. Namaz uploading a boo and it's saying things like 48%, 47%. And I'm thinking maybe that there's two things being read out or something. Anyway, neither here nor there. So, yeah, like all those things, I really think it's really about what you choose to do with the day. You can do as much or as little as you want, and I think with, you know, the commercialization of it or not is really not the issue. Anyway. Okay, so I'm trying to remember all the things that we're supposed to talk about. Do you like to give or receive? I do like to give, but I'm often a bit slack about that. I did get, a few years ago, I got this really cool thing, among other things. I got this box that had these chocolate cups and saucers and a little bottle of chocolate liqueur, which was really cool because you could drink the liqueur and then you could eat the cup.
That was nice.
That was fun. In fact, I think that was the last time that Valentine's Day was on a Saturday. I remember correctly. I remember us having it on Saturday evening in our previous apartment. what else?
Roses or chocolates?
Roses or chocolates? Probably chocolates, I would think. I mean, flowers are flowers, but. But I like to give roses because I know that Nama in particular likes them a lot. So, and it is nice to have fresh flowers in the place. It does make the place smell nice. So I'm not too bothered either way, really. I guess. Valentine's Day parties. I don't know. I've never been to a Valentine's Day party, and it would seem to me like, hey. And it would seem to me like a bit of a tricky proposition because it's either you would be either expected to come with someone or you'd be expected to hook up with someone. I think there'd be a lot of pressure going on there. I don't really know, unless it's meant for single people to come to, which case, but even then there would be a bit of pressure to hook up. So I don't know. It doesn't sound like a party type of thing, event. Does it? Event.
Well, it's nice because in Finland it's actually celebrated as friendship.
Yeah, well, that's different.
That's very nice.
That's different then. And you could certainly have a party with that, but I don't quite understand what a Valentine's Day party is meant to be otherwise.
Would you rather spend it with friends or with family?
I'd rather spend it with my significant other.
That's what I
said. I don't think Valentine's Day is a friend or family type thing. The same way as I don't think it really lends itself to parties. I know Valentine's Day sucks if you don't have anyone and you don't have any prospect of having anyone. Sorry?
Mm.
Oh, the soup's in the microwave? Yeah, I'll go grab it in a minute. I hear a dog. What else?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when did I last say I love you? I say it to Nama every day and probably several times a day.
Yay.
It's really, really good.
It is really good.
And it's not written like we make a point of doing it. It just happens.
Absolutely.
Because that's how it is here. Was there anything else?
Well, you can say whatever you want. Do you remember specific? I mean, you can add your own.
I don't know. Your Valentine's... Look. Yeah, I mean, Valentine's Day is hard for people who are single, and I was single for long enough to know that it is, but it's like, well, okay, it's one of these things. And certainly... people who are not single shouldn't just Valentine's Day shouldn't be the only day of the year that you do something special, otherwise your relationship is doomed to failure. But we usually do like to do something nice on Valentine's Day. I usually take the day off from work, even if it's just hanging out at home, not working. It's a nice thing to do. First Valentine's Day we spent together in Israel, we went to lunch at this really nice place, and it was pelting down rain.
the Valentine's Day we spent in Australia.
Oh yeah, what happened that day? What happened that day?
Well, you had a audio engagement at some kind of a...
Oh, yeah, that's right. I got paid to record, launch of something or opening of something. And so I said to Nama, I'm going to have to do this. I can't turn this kind of money down.
Of course.
It was something like $150 or something, so I wasn't going to say no for a couple of hours' work.
Oh, no. Right.
But I organised to meet Nama for dinner afterwards.
Yeah, we took a cab to... It's called West End?
Yeah, West End, yeah.
But it's not London.
No, West End in Brisbane.
And we went to a Vietnamese
restaurant that I had been to a number of years before, remembered as being excellent, and it was excellent.
We made it very nice. They
yes.
Gave me a rose.
Yes. And so that was nice. I liked that.
Yeah, that was nice food.
Mm. Yeah, Vietnamese food is good. It's tasty.
I think it had Vietnamese, Chinese, and... not just Chinese, I'm sorry. Japanese and Mongolian dishes.
Yes, Hongs. I wonder if they're still there.
Hongs. One of us had something Mongolian beef. I don't remember what the other one had.
I probably had the Mongolian beef. I'm sure that a lot of people in the United States will be taking advantage. Well, certainly if their workplace takes off President's Day.
For a long weekend, somebody
will take advantage of. Many people will take advantage of long weekends.
Be lovely to go to some place in the mountains.
Log cabin.
Yeah, log cabin. Exactly what I was going to say. Jacuzzi, except you're not getting in.
That was wedding anniversary, wasn't it? It wasn't Valentine's Day.
Oh, I thought it was Valentine's Day. I told the story.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
It was Valentine's Day?
So.
When was it?
It was our second year together. Well, it's like our second Valentine's Day here.
Oh, okay. 2000. No, but hang on.
I don't know.
No, it might have been wedding anniversary. Because,
Oh, I told it. I was sure it was Valentine's Day, so...
But the second Valentine's Day was the second Valentine's Day was the sauces and the liqueur. And I'm pretty sure that was a Saturday, and the spa thing couldn't have been a Saturday.
No. Well, I don't. I think we had the sauces and the liqueur on two Valentine's Days.
Did we?
We had it twice.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. The saucers and the cups.
I thought we only had it once, and I went to do it again, and they said they didn't have them.
No, you went to do it a third time, and they didn't have them.
Oh, okay.
I'm
all right.
Sure.
All right.
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm like 90%. I'm going to make eggplant parmesan tonight, or aubergine parmesan.
Anyway, my thoughts on Valentine's Day. If you're
good reason to celebrate and do something nice, commercial, not commercial, it doesn't matter. Nice.
So if you're going to try and get a dinner for two in Israel tonight, you're probably going to have a lot of trouble because it's probably people being booked up for ages.
Oh, yeah. You know, they have these things I want to do this once when we have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
They have these chefs sometimes that work at home, at their home, or they can come to your home.
Mm-hmm.
And they cook you a dinner.
Wow.
And they set the table and, you know, you could either do it at their house or at your house. They clean up. They do everything.
Mm.
And all you need to do is sit and enjoy. It costs a lot of money.
It would. Personal meal and all that.
But it's... I want to do that once. Just, you know, they give you like a candlelit dinner and... I don't know, it just sounds like a nice thing.
Mm.
It reminds me a bit... it reminds me a bit of that meal that we had at for my birthday in Scotland.
Oh, that was amazing.
I mean, it was only a birthday, it wasn't Valentine's.
No, but it was, wow. You have to admit that that was an amazing meal.
It
completely surpassed my expectations.
Yeah, for what, 25 pounds a
each
person?
Yeah, it was like unbelievable. The food was amazing, the service was amazing, everything was amazing. And it was so quiet, it was just, it was magic.
lovely.
Lovely, lovely. Anyway, we will be...
It were nice.
In just over 4 weeks, we'll be having our 8th wedding anniversary.
That's awesome.
And in June, we'll be having 10 years of our relationship, so that's pretty cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. It's been fun.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun for many more years to come.
Absolutely. All right, we'll go off and be lovebirds and leave you guys to it.
Yeah, lovebird, make me a cup of tea, will you, please?
All right, I'll finish my soup.
Oh. Cup of tea.
Cup of tea. You look very cozy and warm.
Yes, I'm wearing like warm things because it's cold. Cup of tea, cup of tea.
Do we know what tomorrow's is about yet?
I haven't seen tomorrow's.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, and tomorrow. Right.
And since it's also Friendship Day in Finland, happy Friendship Day. We look forward to having our Finnish friend here in...
a couple of days' time.
In 9 days, really.
Yes.
Johanna is going to be here. Yay!
Yes, technically it's 10 days, but it's going to be very early in the morning.
Well, so. Last year, I was looking at tweets from last year with the time hop thing. Last year, Johanna bought us hamburgers.
Oh, was
I wonder if that was the T-Rex one.
Was that the T-Rex one?
I'm not sure.
I thought the T-Rex one was early in her trip.
Yeah, last I don't time. Think it was on a Friday. I think it was on a...
No, it was Sunday. On a Saturday, I think.
Sunday or...
Or Sunday. Yeah, Sunday. It was on the weekend.
She bought us hamburgers last year. Yay.
She must have been almost up to going back.
Yeah.
That's right, because we earlier in the week was the anniversary of we went to the Dead Sea with her.
That's right.
That was so cool that we took her to the Dead Sea.
It was nice. It was lovely.
Okay, then. We will speak to you later. Bye.